Good afternoon. It's Wendy Snyder in for John Williams today. It's the Wintrust Business Lunch, and Terry Savage joins us, nationally syndicated financial columnist, author. You can find her at terrysavage.com. Terry, you scared me, and the last time we spoke, you said you don't want to talk to me again until I register to find a financial advisor, and I went to wealthramp.com. I got matched with three people who were not in the area, but I might wait to meet with someone personally. But I did it because you scared me.
Good for you. Good for you. I'm surprised. You know, you must have put in your notes there, as you put in the things you wanted, that geography didn't matter, because we have I love it. I have nothing to do with WealthRamp.
Right.
I don't own it. I don't get anything out of it. But Pam Kruger, who runs it, has become a good friend. And there are plenty of wonderful WealthRamp advisors in the Chicago area. So if you wanted someone that you could meet with personally, guaranteed there would be a couple that would match with you. So go back and do it again.
Yes.
Boy, this is a momentous day today, though. And yet, as we said in the news, it's a foregone conclusion that the Fed's going to raise interest rates a quarter of a percent.
This is what? So, is this the 11th time this year?
This is the 11th time since March of 2022 when they embarked on this. Oh, my goodness, inflation isn't transitory. You know, go back. It's not that long ago. I mean, it's really only, 16, 17 months ago that the Fed gave up the line, inflation is transitory, it's supply chain disruption, and we're going to get serious about attacking it. And so if they do it today, they'll put short-term rates at a 22-year high. And they will do it today. I mean, the shock of the universe would be if they didn't. And the interesting part comes afterwards when the Fed chairman has a press conference. And the question being, what do you think, sir? Is this enough? You meet again in September 19th and 20th. You're thinking of doing it again. The futures market has only a 35% probability of a second hike anytime this year, and like a 99.9, like ivory soap, pure percent chance that they'll raise rates today. So that's what's going on. That's all built into the stock market, and the end of Fed rate hikes has been driving the market higher.
And this is not a surprise today, correct?
Believe you me, I will be right back on the air with you after the top of the hour if there's anything surprising. And the only surprise, or the only thing really I should say of interest, I don't think it'll be a surprise, is how strongly the Fed chairman expresses his views that they as a group want to wait longer to see if they've really beaten inflation. And, you know, I think about this. We pride ourselves on free markets and a free, pretty much free economy, a regulated free economy. The idea that a group of people can decide when enough is enough is a little, I don't know. They should have a little bit of humility. They don't know. We know they don't know. We just want to know what they think they know in this press conference. And it will all play out.
All right, we are going to get as many questions answered today as we can.
Let's do that. 312-981-7200.
We start with Mary on line two. Hey, Mary, you're talking to Terry Savage. You lucky woman, you.
Hi, Terry. I'm calling because I made a stupid move. I opened up a line of credit for $500,000. I opened it because I wanted to rehab my home. However, they opened it and paid off all my bills, which left me with nothing. Of course, my bills were all paid, so that was fine. Now, as I'm looking at my statements, all I'm doing, it seems, is paying interest in my credit is not going down.
Mary, of course it's not, because you never dig, take on more debt. That's like digging a deeper hole. When you say they used it to pay off all your bills, who were you dealing with? You can say the name, because I'm really annoyed, and I want to get to the bottom of this.
PNC Bank.
How can they do that? Isn't that your line of credit to use for what you want to use it for?
That's what I thought, but when I opened it up, they used it to pay off all my bills.
Oh, my God.
Which was okay, I guess, okay, because all my bills were gone. But
no, wait, Mary, let me just go back one quick step. You own a home, I assume.
I don't own my home yet.
Is it a home equity line of credit you took out?
I believe so, yes.
Against your home. Okay.
Right.
Okay, will you, Mary, since I only know your first name, will you say on radio how old you are?
73.
Okay. So you went to PNC Bank. And
correct.
Did you show them your list of bills?
I don't know if I showed it to them or if they found them, but for some reason, I don't believe I showed them all to them. They must have found them because they paid them all off.
And you never remember telling them to do that. And okay.
Yeah.
And are you still in your home?
I am.
And you're getting one bill, and that's the interest. It's mostly interest on your line of credit. And
pretty much interest. And I don't like the fact that my mortgage was included in there because
my
mortgage was down to almost $60,000. But with being in there, they're charging me interest and whatever on my mortgage.
Mary.
So that's never going to go down either.
You're right, Mary, especially at 73. This is the kind of thing that gets the Savage blood boiling. So my email is terry@terrysavage.com. So would you send me an email and remind me that you're Mary from the radio show and this is what happened and give me your phone number. This is the kind of thing I have to go dig further into. Okay?
I
didn't know what you were saying.
Do you want to just hang on? Pete, you know what, Mary? Hang on 1 second, and we'll get your phone number, and we'll pass it along to you, Terry. How can that happen? How can they just do what they want with it when it's your line of credit?
Well, number one, let's watch this. A line of credit is probably a five-year balloon payment, and at the end of 5 years, the balance comes due, even if you're paying interest only. That's the way most lines of credit work. For starters, that's a dangerous thing for an older person to do because you're going to have to come up with the money and you're retired.
Right.
Number two, a home equity line of credit, she may have inadvertently and not understandingly refinanced her entire mortgage into this. And I'm going to bet that maybe her mortgage was at a lower rate. And number three, I don't know where they, quote, found all her other bills unless there were other lines of credit against her home. But if it was talking about a credit card bill or a auto loan or anything else, when she says they paid them all off, a bank can't and doesn't do that. And PNC is a highly respected financial institution. So that's why I'm not going to go on a rant here.
Okay.
Let me just find out the details and report back.
Hold your thought. We got Mary's phone number. 847 has texted us. Hi, Terry. My wife passed away a few months ago. She was 68. We were both teachers and are receiving good pensions. Since this is my last year being able to file married filing jointly, what do I need to do to maximize my tax benefit this year? Start taking 403B payments, selling losing stocks, etc. Thank you.
Okay, this becomes so personal. I'm glad in the middle of all this, my condolences, and that's way too young. And second of all, how interesting and thoughtful that you are actually looking forward to doing some planning. But that's the kind of thing that a lot depends on every single aspect of your financial life. So the first thing is you need a good CPA to tell you about what the impact of the taxes is going to be. But I'm not doing a commercial for WealthRamp, but I think this is the perfect moment for you to have a certified financial planner you can trust, one who only charges a fee. So you may need one meeting or you may need several meetings, but not selling you anything because this will impact. You're probably the beneficiary of her retirement plan. There may be some implications from withdrawals from that. You, of course, will be in a different tax category next year. You may at this point want to take some money and put it into a kind of a long-term care insurance policy because she won't be there to take care of you. All those are things that a fee-only fiduciary, someone who puts your interests first, financial planner can help you with. So I suggest that's the route you go. We always talk about WealthRamp.com as a place to get matched up with one of those carefully vetted, trusted fee-only advisors.
All right, and it's pretty easy to navigate, and you can go in there and change your
answer. You did
answer.
It. I love
know.
It.
Well, because I'm scared of you, Terry. That's what it is. Terry told me she wasn't going to speak
lunch.
To me.
That's right. Now, and now you've earned lunch. Okay.
All right, good. This is an interesting little thing. You know, we talk about older people and retiring. 708 says, I'm a grandma. I opened a Roth IRA for grandkids. They do yard work for me and others, not old enough for a regular job for a W-2. I'm keeping a record of work, including date and address. Don't need to file taxes. Income is approximately $500 a child. Is my record-keeping adequate? Isn't that cute?
That's very cute. And the question is, will it be adequate if they ever investigate? And I think a much better solution, although it's nice that you're paying them, would be to pay them by opening a 529 college savings account for each of them and say, here is your paycheck. I'm putting it into this account where it will grow tax-free for college, which I expect you all to go to. And not only that, for all the work I pay you, if you earn $500, because you can do this, you're just actually making a gift then, not a Roth IRA kind of a job requirement. You'll say, if you do $500 of work, I'll match you $500. So you'll get $1,000, little Jimmy. That money will go tax-free for college. It won't have any implication on financial aid for the family to speak of, because it's in a 529 plan where you're the custodian. Assuming you're in Illinois, because it's 708 area code, I'm going to say the way to open that up is to go to brightstart.com. That's the Illinois 529 plan, and open up a 529 instead of getting involved in the Roth IRA.
Okay, good answer. 312-981-7200. Francis has called us. Francis, you're talking to Terry Savage.
Yeah, exciting. Thanks for taking my call. I've just read recently about qualified longevity annuity contracts, or QLACs.
QLACs,
I retired, yes. And went ahead and took some money out of a retirement plan. What is your viewpoint on QLACs? And do you think they're a good, I have a parent here who's lived to 95. I'm in my late 60s. So
okay.
Do you think they're a good place for retirement money?
Let me give you a couple of quick definitions for everybody who's listening. If you give your money to an insurance company tomorrow in your 60s, they'll say thank you for that $100,000 at your age, and you're a woman and you live in Illinois, we could pay you women $200 a month, or $250 or $300, whatever it would be. But if you say, but wait, I don't need it right now, but I'd really like you to start paying me at age 80, then you're going to get a much bigger check. You understand how that works?
Yeah, I understand how
okay.
it works. You're deferring the benefit by postponing it.
But exactly, because they can make the money grow while in those interim years. There's nothing wrong with a QLAC. In fact, if you look under my columns and you put in the word QLAC, it has been a while since I've written about them, but it definitely makes sense. I will tell you that not all QLACs are the same. I'm going to send you to another website. I only send you to people I trust. StanTheAnnuityMan.com. I do podcasts with him. He's the guru of trusted guru of annuities, not the ripoff ones, but he's actually exposed the industry for all the terrible things they do. StanTheAnnuityMan.com. Why don't you quote the QLAC that you're being offered through him and see, because they may say to you, well, you're going to get this in 20 years from one company, but if you go with a different, very highly rated company, you want them to be around in 20 years when it starts, then you might get a different quote. So QLAC's mm-hmm. interesting idea. It's really meant to make sure that when you're running out of money, you all of a sudden get this spurt. The only other income you'll have that's indexed to inflation or that can help you in the later years is Social Security. So also, wait to take Social Security until you're 70 if you can.
Francis, we have to hit news. I hope that helped.
It did. Thanks. Take care.
Terry Savage is with us, 312-981-7200. And Ann has called us this afternoon. Ann, Terry Savage, just for you.
Oh, hi there. Our granddaughter would like to invest in something. She's 17 years old. She is going off to college, but she has a few thousand dollars, and she asked us if we could give her any ideas of what to put her money in. Do you have any ideas, or should we tell her to save for college?
Well, okay, I was about to say, money, if she's applying for financial aid, that money will kind of weigh against her, the family and the aid formula, but a few thousand dollars won't be that much of a ding. And I think it's nice that she wants to invest. So why don't you just have dinner with her and say, okay, what's the coolest thing around? I mean, what are the coolest shoes? Is it Nike's or is it, you know, is it some other company? What's the coolest happening thing? Do you believe in Twitter?
Well, she did ask if she could invest in, she saw Barbie and she called, I'm so excited. I want to invest in Disney.
Okay. So what you want to do is go to a place like CNBC.com and put up Mattel. And first of all, Barbie is owned by Mattel, which was the toy company. We all remember that from forever and ever. And since everybody knows they're going to make a fortune off Barbie, it's been very well received.
Okay. We might need to reconnect with Terry Savage. I'm going to turn this down for just... are you there, Terry? We may have to reconnect. Pete, tell me if I should bring this volume up. Okay.
Buy something.
There we go.
A small amount of shares with her money. The place to go do it is at stockpile.com, stockpile.com, where they let you buy fractional shares, or if you have a brokerage account.
We may have to reconnect with Terry, but did she say stockpile.com? I believe that's it. Anne, does that sound like something you're interested in? I didn't even know you could buy partial shares of something.
I didn't either, and I didn't hear all of what she was saying because of the cutout, so I'll just hang up and listen. Perhaps she can get back on and repeat some of that, but I did get stockpile.com.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for calling. I appreciate that, Anne. And let's continue with the Wintrust Business Lunch. Take a look at the Wintrust Business Minute with Steve Grzanich.
Start your timer. It's time for the Wintrust Business Minute, sharing Chicago's business news of the day. Bloomington-based State Farm is raising Illinois homeowner insurance rates again for the second time this year. The hike of 4.2% will begin September 15th. The increase will push the average premium up by about $45 annually. State Farm raised rates in March by 2.4%, a $25 annual increase. Earlier this year, Northbrook-based Allstate raised homeowners' rates in Illinois by 23% on average. Chicago commercial real estate professionals have a negative outlook for the rest of 2023. Nearly 83% of them feel that way, up from 65% at the same time last year. They responded to a survey by the Real Estate Center at DePaul University and the Urban Land Institute Chicago District Council. Most of the professionals believe the economy is in recession or will be by the end of the year. They point to interest rate hikes, corporate cost-cutting, and other economic worries. I'm Steve Grzanich, and that's your Wintrust Business Minute.
And Steve Alexander with the business of food.
Yeah, thank you. And how about a quick game of Name That Tune? Ready? Too easy? Yeah, we'll find out after I thank the Chevy Silverado HD for sponsoring us today. Experience your life in HD. Visit ChevyDriveChicago.com. Here's the clue. Yeah, 1966 is when the Lovin' Spoonful's Summer in the City was a big hit. But it isn't just the city where the summer heat is a problem this week. Triple-digit days are in the forecast across much of the central and western Corn Belt, stressing out not only crops and livestock, but the people taking care of them. And
heat illness is something we shouldn't glance over.
Dee Jepson is a professor of health and safety at Ohio State University, and she has talked with us before about other types of safety issues on the farm.
Heat illness is really hard to predict because each one of our bodies, you know, are so different.
She says age, the types of medication we're on, and how used to being in the heat we are all factors.
And we also know that once a person has had heat stress or heat stroke, they are more susceptible to that again.
There are clear symptoms.
If you get a heat rash, that's showing that your sweat glands have become clogged and the sweat cannot evaporate from your body.
Another early warning sign, cramps.
Your legs, your arms, or your stomach. And really what's happening when our bodies are cramping, it's the loss of body salt through the sweat.
And as the stress on our bodies gets worse,
fatigue or dizziness, even irritability, impaired judgment.
Yeah, things are really getting serious at that point.
Now the heat is affecting our blood flow into our brain. But when it does that, it kind of starts to affect us through our whole nervous system.
And that's when we need to get cooled down ASAP, because when our body temperatures go above 100 degrees for any length of time out there in the heat,
that's in the fatal zone.
A lot of cities have cooling centers set up, but out on the farm, you're on your own. Be careful out there. On the food calendar today, this'll cool you down, National Coffee Milkshake Day and National Bagel Fest Day. I'm Steve Alexander, and that's the business of food on 720 WGN.
Wendy Snyder here with you, in for John Williams. It's the Wintrust Business Lunch. John is back tomorrow. Terry Savage is with us right now. And Terry, we were talking to Ann. She was trying to find out something for her, I believe it was her granddaughter? You had mentioned maybe Barbie, since she liked Barbie. You could buy hash.
No, shares. She mentioned Barbie,
yes.
Mattel, the company that owns the rights to Barbie, the stock has already soared. So I think that's great that she will start to research stocks of companies that products that she uses that she thinks will continue to grow. And, you know, if she wanted to buy some shares of Mattel, she'll learn some lessons about timing as well as about investing. And I gave her the name Stockpile. By the way, I don't know if it's allowed to comment on a commercial, but I've never heard the David Hochberg commercial until you just read it.
Uh-huh.
Leave it to David Hochberg to come up with a brilliant, great idea. I've often recommended secured cards where you put money, $500 maybe, I don't know what the terms of his deal are, into a savings account. That becomes your line of credit. You get a card that you can use just like a regular Visa as a debit or a credit card. And then you start building up good credit again by charging and paying off in full and on time. And then you can get back to having a credit card after you've had your credit ruined. So very smart guy, David Hochberg, always said kudos for that interesting idea.
He totally is. And I'll tell you the truth. This is a stupid, stupid oversight on my part. But I had like a $40 Kohl's charge that I didn't know I had, and I didn't pay it. And it really hurt my credit rating big time. And, you know, David gave me some suggestions, you know, pay every Friday, put a little bit, pay everything off. And he's really smart about stuff like that, yeah. As are you. So,
well, remember to everybody to go to annualcreditreport.com, the one place where you can totally get a free credit report from each of the three bureaus. You just only need one. Maybe you space them out over the year because you get one a year. Annualcreditreport.com. You don't have to sign up for monitoring, although they offer it. You don't have to freeze your credit, but it might be a good idea unless you're applying for credit. But to check your credit report itself to see if there's anything on there you don't recognize.
Why are there so many fluctuations? Like your bank app may have your credit, a credit card may have your credit, and
no,
there's
credit
karma.
No, those are credit scores.
What's okay. This?
Yeah, those are credit scores, which are different formulas based on the information that hits your credit report. So Experian, TransUnion, and Equifax are the three major credit bureaus that you can access through annualcreditreport.com to get your free one that's required to be provided to you. You get it online, you fill out some information, it's very secure, and then you say, gee, what is that Kohl's account? Or, I didn't know there was a balance. It shows you everything. The scores are compiled from the information on your credit report, and yeah, different banks use different models. I go to Credit Karma all the time, or they send me things saying, oh, your score went up. Why? Oh, because I paid off a balance.
Yeah.
I always pay off my balance, but that was the day they looked.
All right. We have a call, 312-981-7200, and this is Jonathan on the line. Hi, Jonathan. Terry Savage here.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Appreciate it, Terry. Love your feistiness, by the way, and always enjoy hearing you. But I wanted to ask you a question. My wife and I are in our early 40s. Ridiculously healthy. My wife is a fitness director at a club. We never use our health insurance. We have three kids. We spend $20,000 a year in health insurance. It's more expensive than our mortgage, more expensive than college tuition, and we've not used it once. What about these health savings, MediShare, you know, those type of things to do for alternative health to save us maybe 10 grand a year? What is your thoughts on those?
Well, absolutely. Try ehealthinsurance.com. That's the biggest, but there are several others that show you, as long you're not getting, first of all, I assume neither of you is qualified at work for getting health insurance. Is that correct?
No, that money is for corporate health insurance. We still pay $20,000 with corporate health.
Oh my goodness. Gracious.
Okay.
Oh, it's
so
ridiculous.
Either your corporations that you work for aren't negotiating a very good deal. Many of them do allow health savings accounts. I'm going to send you to insurance.com just to do your research.
Say that again.
Ehealthinsurance.com.
Got
that one? Okay. And there you can, and just put in there health savings accounts. You get a high deductible policy with a lower premium. And it requires you, depending on the number of people covered and the size of your family, to put money pre-tax into a savings account to be used pre-tax for health expenses. So if your companies aren't, if I don't know if you work for the same company, but if neither of your companies is negotiating a very good deal on its health insurance, then you want to look on your own for a health savings account with a high deductible savings, a high deductible insurance policy, and a matching savings account that's pre-tax. Good for you for thinking of it.
There you go, Jonathan.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
ehealthinsurance.com. ehealthinsurance.com.
Right. That's just one of a number of, I'm thinking off the top of my head, but that's a good place to look to compare prices and what it costs and what the amount that must go into the savings account every year to make this work.
All right, another question for you, 847. Does Terry have suggestions for a financial baby gift? I'm not a family member, don't want stocks. Years ago, it was savings bonds. Now what? Any ideas?
Now I'm going to say this again. A 529 college savings account. But if you're just a family friend and you're not going to be around forever as this child grows up, what you want to do is go to BrightStart.com, assuming you're an Illinois resident. BrightStart happens to be a very good 529 college savings plan, gets very high ratings. And you can get the application and fill in the parents' names, Mary and Joe Smith, custodian for baby Susie Smith. And you want to give a check for maybe $100 and make it out to BrightStart Savings. Then they will do the work of opening the account, which is not difficult. And then whenever you want to, you know, first birthday, communion, whatever it is, you can add a $50, $25 check. They should also be adding to that account. And that's a great way to make money grow. It goes tax-free for any college in any state down the road. So that's a great way to start off a baby gift that keeps growing instead of getting used up and thrown away.
All right, Jimmy has a question, 312-981-7200. Jimmy?
Inquiring about health insurance before I am able to obtain Medicare. I'm going to retire in 3 years. I'm 60 now.
So you've got a gap. Yeah, you've got a gap there. You're going to find out how expensive health insurance is because, unlike one of our previous callers, most companies do a bit to subsidize the cost for their employees. So you will have two choices when that moment comes. Number one, you will have COBRA, which will let you continue on your company's policy, depending if they have a certain number of employees. They'll be required to offer you to continue to pay, but you'll pay both sides, the part the company subsidized and the part that you were paying. It's typically very expensive. Or you will go to a place like ehealthinsurance.com for a gap insurance policy. Or if you retire and your income is low, you may qualify for what we traditionally call Obamacare, which is the health insurance market, so that people who are not covered by company insurance can find their own. And again, because I always go there, I know the name of ehealthinsurance.com. But you're going to wait until a few months before to get a quote on what the COBRA cost is or what other policies are available to tide you over to Medicare.
Okay, because I don't think COBRA is available for my company.
Okay. Then you can look right now.
I did that once and click, and I got 1,000 emails and phone calls from.
Okay, well, that's part of the marketing that gets them the number of people. But if you want to learn about the health insurance marketplace, and you won't, which is the Obamacare marketplace, this is for 2023. Now you're looking ahead 3 years, but go to healthcare.gov. Okay, healthcare.gov, which is the basics of that. Of the Obamacare marketplace. And you won't, I'm sure they're not sending out marketing. Healthcare.gov to learn more about that program.
There you go, Jimmy. Good luck to you.
It'll change between now and then.
Okay, and we have time for one more. Michelle is on the line, 312-981-7200. Terry Savage with us today.
There you go, Jimmy. Good
Hi, Michelle.
Thank you.
Michelle, turn your radio down. It gets confusing.
Okay, sorry about that.
No problem.
So I have a question. Regarding a debt collection that appeared on my credit report regarding the debt I didn't even know about, something that I found out I share with another family member. Anyway, dropped my credit score 123 points. went from 843 down to like 7-something.
Wow.
I was never notified about this debt or anything. What can I do? How can I bring it back up?
You must have co-signed a credit card application or some kind of a loan thing with a child or a relative or someone else, right, Michelle?
It's a timeshare deed that I wasn't aware about. It just from like 10 years ago that I didn't even know. The person thought they were doing a good thing by adding me to it without my knowledge.
Mm. Well, the fact of the matter is it's not going to go off your credit for 7 years. It will age out. If you're not buying a car or a house or applying for life insurance, it's going to be more annoying than anything else. But it's another example of why people should check their credit reports. You're not going to sue this relative for fraud. And if you sued and won for using your name, then and went through that expense, and then you went back to the credit bureaus and tried to get it taken off, you can write a statement and post it at the credit bureau. But I'm going to be honest, it's really not worth it. When you lend your credit, when anyone uses your credit and they had to have your Social Security number, and probably at the time of signature, then you're on the hook for it. So be patient. Keep charging and paying off in full and on time, and it will gradually age off your credit report.
Sorry, not better news, Michelle.
I know. Thank you, though.
Thank you so much for calling. Sure. Terry, great to talk to you, as usual.
Fun, Wendy. Good for you. And now follow through. You don't get the full lunch, Wendy. You only get maybe a cup of coffee until you have a meeting. And if you want to go back through the wealth ramp process, say, I live in Chicago and I'd like someone to be in this area. Set up a meeting. I want you to come back and say, it wasn't so scary. Again, I have nothing to do with this company. I keep trying to find people to help people. I can't do it myself. I don't have clients. So I want you to be put in touch with people who I know you can trust. That's why I do this.
All right. It's wealthramp.com, and I definitely registered. Now I'm getting lots of emails
from
them.
Okay, now go set up a meeting. No, you're going to talk to Pam, and she'll say these are the three. Set up a meeting.
All right. I will do it by the next time we speak.
Okay, good. Thanks.
Take care.
Thanks,
you can find her at terrysavage.com, The Savage Truth.